Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Thursday, April 25th. Former President Donald Trump is in a courtroom in New York for his hush money trial. But he indicated earlier today he'd much rather be in Washington, D.C. for another critical case.
If you don't have immunity, you're not going to do anything. You're going to become a ceremonial president.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over whether Trump has absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for his attempts to subvert the results of the 2020 election. It's a claim that an appeals court already ruled on and said, no, he doesn't. A ruling from the high court in the coming months could determine whether Trump will stand trial in the federal election subversion case before the election or at all. It could also impact other criminal trials he's facing. He's pleaded not guilty on all counts. Pro-Palestinian protests are getting even more intense on college and university campuses across the U.S. The Boston Police Department says more than 100 people were arrested at Emerson College yesterday, and 4 officers were injured. Meanwhile, another encampment has been set up on Northwestern University's campus in Evanston, Illinois this morning. That's according to the Daily Northwestern, reporting student activists set up more than a dozen tents there. And in Virginia, George Washington University says an encampment of around 50 students with 20 tents were formed there this morning, too. Some of the students protesting Israel's war in Gaza want universities to cut ties with Israel and divest from companies like defense contractors with connections to the country. But some Jewish students say these protests are turning anti-Semitic, making them fear for their safety on campus. That said, many Jewish students are involved with the protests, even celebrating Shabbat and Passover in Columbia University's encampment. A New York appeals court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's sex crime convictions and ordered a new trial. The once powerful Hollywood producer was convicted in 2020 of a criminal sexual act and rape and was sentenced to 23 years in prison. But the appeals court said some of the testimony used in the case against Weinstein was not related to the charges he was actually facing. It also said the prosecution cross-examined Weinstein on those allegations to make him look bad, even though he had no criminal history. This doesn't mean Weinstein is a free man, though, because last year he was sentenced in LA to 16 years in prison for charges of rape and sexual assault. The clock has started for TikTok to find a new owner. President Joe Biden signed a bill into law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless its Chinese parent company ByteDance sells the app. TikTok is vowing a legal fight, but if that fails, the company would have to find a buyer pronto. CNN's Brian Fung explains who could and who likely wouldn't make an offer.
Hey, Krista. So I spoke to some experts, and they said don't expect other social media giants like Meta or Google to swoop in because of antitrust concerns. We do know that in the past, Microsoft and Walmart have expressed interest in buying TikTok, and theoretically, they could try to do so again. Former Trump Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, meanwhile, has said he's putting together a team of investors for a bid, but details of his plan are a little hazy, and complicating all of this is China, which could try to block a deal or only allow TikTok to be sold without the algorithm that's made TikTok so successful. And if that happens, then that makes TikTok a much less attractive asset.
Some lawmakers want to crack down on line cutting at airports. That's next. California lawmakers want to crack down on companies that offer passengers a faster time in line at airports. Businesses like Clear offer paying members the chance to verify their identity at a kiosk using biometric data and then jump right to the front of the TSA security line. But state lawmakers say it separates passengers into the have and have-nots. It's not so much the shorter wait times they have a problem with, more that other people have to see it. So they're taking steps forward with a bill that would force companies like Clear to have separate lines or dedicated lanes, so general passengers don't feel like someone is pushing in front of them. Clear didn't respond to a request for comment, but a spokesperson said their product had created jobs and revenue for the state of California. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and if you want a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturday for the next edition of 5 Good Things. And if you're not caught up, scroll this feed to listen to past episodes. Till next time.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.